Hello, you're listening to the MTG in Quarantine podcast. I'm your host, MJ. Thanks for hanging out with me today. As always, before I get to the rest of today's episode, I'd like to give a quick shout out to my local game store, Guardian Games. I've already got my pre-order for the new Commander Legends set that's set to drop in a couple of weeks, and you can too. Just make sure that if you buy any Commander Legends sealed products, singles, or any other related products, always check with your local game store first. You can find Guardian Games at ggportland.com. And another bit of side business for today. It is Election Day here in the United States, and I just want to use this as an opportunity to encourage all the listeners out there to either vote if you still have the opportunity and live in a state to do so, or to hopefully be able to treat your fellow Magic players with respect no matter how this election goes down. I implore all of you to, again, be nice to each other and make sure that we can all have a nice inclusive Magic community no matter how this election turns out. The topic of today's episode is another What I Like About. This is typically a series where I talk for a few minutes about things that I really enjoy about the game, and with the release of the Commander Legends set coming out here real soon, that brought me to another thing that I really enjoy about Magic the Gathering, and that is reprints. Now, Commander Legends, if you have not heard, is a set that is set to drop in a couple of weeks, and it's a specialized set based for Commander. We're looking at 20-card packs instead of the standard 15-card draft boosters with multiple Commander cards or legendary creatures in each pack, and the ability to be able to utilize these cards to have a booster draft effectively specifically for Commander with 60-card constructed decks instead of 40. And something that's of extreme interest for a lot of players, and myself included, for any new set, is always hearing about the brand new cards. Again, we really like hearing about the new, awesome, potentially broken things that we're going to be able to do whenever a new set comes out. But there's always a lot of talk about reprints, so I just wanted to talk about that a little bit today, and just kind of give my thoughts on the subject as a whole, as well as just how excited I am for Commander Legends and all the reprints that we're going to be able to get our hands on here very soon. Commander Legends has a whole lot of reprints coming out here, and that makes me extremely excited because I've always been a budget Magic player. I've brought it up many, many, many times during the course of my show, but Commander Legends really demonstrates how important reprints are to budget players like myself. There are quite a few extremely valuable cards that are coming out in the set. Again, if you have not seen the spoilers for the Commander Legends set, I'm not going to spoil anything for you, so feel free to listen to the rest of this episode before the release date of the set in a couple weeks. There are a few cards in there that I am really excited to maybe be able to pull. I already have a box on order from my local game store, Guardian Games, as I mentioned earlier. And I'm really excited to maybe be able to pull a couple of these cards, whether they're rares, mythics, whatever, and to be able to start putting those in some of my decks. But what's really nice about the reprints is the fact that they bring the price down of the overall stock of those cards. So budget players like myself are more easily able to obtain those cards versus if they had a $60 to $100 price tag. Again, my entire decks are typically a lot less than a single card at that price point, and they work fairly well. But again, reprints are always really nice because they allow me as a budget player to be able to get my hands on cards, as well as really be able to improve the card pool that I'm able to draw from. And that's what I really enjoy about this Commander Legends set, is that it's not just a couple of reprints. Again, Zendikar Rising had a few reprints through it, but again, it was meant to be a draft set, meant to be a lore set based on a lot of the established storyline in Magic's history, and Commander Legends really doesn't have that same or those same strings attached. It's basically able to bring a whole lot of reprints from not only legendary creatures from past sets, past Commander sets especially, but also just a whole lot of cards that Commander players really want to play with, as well as a lot of Commander staples. So I'm really excited to really be able to look at the set and to really be able to get into that, pick up some cards here and there. Again, there's always nice things like Command Tower that are going to be released in the set, which, again, it's meant for drafts, so there should be a whole ton of those cards available. Hopefully it'll bring the cost of even that down to something even more manageable for a budget player like myself. And but again, we're not here to really talk about Command Tower, you know, and any of the tiny mana rocks here that are less than a dollar. Again, we want to talk about the big splashy cards that are $20, $25, $30 a piece or more. Because, again, those are the reprints that may not really have been reprinted that often, if ever, and are typically out of the budget range of a lot of players, myself included. And what's really great about the reprints in the Commander Legends set is that these are staple cards. These are cards that are actually played. Sometimes you have sets where reprints are not necessarily what people want, but as far as what I've seen from the Commander Legends set, there are a lot of reprints that a Commander player in me really wants to be able to have access to. So this looks like an extremely important set for that sort of thing, and I'm extremely excited about it. Another reason why I really enjoy reprints is the fact that they're a known commodity. Again, when you have new cards, when a new draft set comes out, something new for Standard, there's typically some sort of new mechanic or something, some new cards in there that just seem, I don't know, that you're not quite sure what to make of them when they're first revealed, and you kind of fear, are these cards broken? Are they going to mess up the format? And honestly, reprints are really nice in the way that you actually already know what you're going to get. Those cards have already been in the format, and their impact on the format has already pretty much been determined. It's just going to, those cards are just going to be available to more players going forward. So I feel like the reprints take out a lot of the uncertainty at a lot of these cards, a lot of these sets, and you really know what you're going to get when you open that card because you've already probably thought about, well, you know, maybe if I had a chance to put this card in this deck, what could I do with these things? And so I really feel like it takes a lot of the guesswork out of there. Again, I'm going to refer to the time I went to the Throne of Eldraine pre-release, and I basically did a pre-release event and still didn't understand how the adventure mechanic worked. And that really stumped me until someone actually had to explain how it worked. Whereas for reprints, it's something usually typical, something like a core set, and they will explain exactly what the mechanics are on the card, which Throne of Eldraine absolutely did not. So this is just one of those things where if I had had more reprints in that set, it would have been a whole lot easier for me to figure out exactly what good cards I had in my pool versus anything else. So that's what's going to be really nice about the Commander Legends set, is that it's gonna kind of feel like a core set, is that there's gonna be a ton of reprints, cards a lot of people want to get their hands on, as well as cards that I've collected, again, commons, uncommons, from various sets that are extremely useful, and not just for draft, but might also have a home in some of my standard, or my usual commander decks, my 100-card constructed decks. So it's gonna be interesting just to see some more of the cards revealed, and what more reprints we're gonna be. Some of the cards we're going to be able to get our hands on. Honestly, I do think that Wizards is wise to be putting in a lot of these staples for this, not just for this format, but also for other sets that are not standard legal like this one, because they really improve the chances that the people are, like myself, are going to be able to get cards that we really want to play with, but don't really have the money or the budget to really want to be able to try to splurge for on our own. So there's a lot of that, the feeling of pulling something really awesome from a pack that you never really thought you were going to have in your hands before, that you finally have an opportunity to. And that's what I really enjoyed about the Mystery Boosters when I opened those back in March/April, is the fact that I got a whole lot of cards that I really never thought I would ever use, or frankly I hadn't even heard of. And that's what's really nice about the reprints, is that you're able to kind of have that same feeling of wonderment if you're really not familiar with some of the cards that you would with a new card, but again, there's also that level of familiarity that you already know what this does, it's a known commodity. But yeah, I feel like having the reprints is good financial, makes good financial sense for Wizards, it's great for the players, and it's definitely something that Wizards needs to do more of going forward. Alright, that about wraps this episode up. I hope you enjoy reprints just as much as I do. You can always find me on Twitter at MTGInQuarantine. You've been listening to the MTG in Quarantine podcast. I'm your host, MJ. Thanks again, and have a great day.